Morning X, Jason and Deb. Headlines brought to you by Lorenz and Lorenz, injured in an accident. Jason's not here today. He's got a few days off for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure he's just sitting around doing nothing. Could be here hanging out, having fun. Talking about The Mandalorian. Guys, did you watch the new episode this week?
I did.
Ooh. How good was it?
It was one of their best ones, or better ones.
I agree. You know what? I think they heard me complaining last week about The Mandalorian. How dare you, Deb, complain about The Mandalorian's national treasure.
I'm mad at you.
Sorry, because now you can't unknow what I've told you.
Yes. And this, that your complaint was that everything,
every week, The Mandalorian has something. Like this week, his ship was just falling apart. I mean, it is a disaster. So he went to see his old friend, Apollo Creed, mm-hmm. and he said, I'll help you fix your ship. No worries, buddy. Hey, want to come and take out these stormtroopers with me? Again, every week it's Mando, got to go somewhere, got to do something. So he goes there. The people there are like, yeah, but we need your help first. Every single week, every episode. But I enjoyed this episode a lot, not only because Apollo Creed was in it, and I love him so much. I love
Carl
him.
Weathers, yeah.
He's like, again, like I said about Danny, not Donald Glover, last week, just like a father figure. You look at them and you're like, oh, I wish you were my dad. I don't have a dad. My dad's dead. Can you be my dad? And he just seems cool. And I don't know. I just loved everything about him in this episode. And then as the credits rolled, I see that he actually directed it as well.
Really? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he directed this episode, which is, you know, I don't know if he's a seasoned veteran in directing, but maybe that is why he made a goof. And there was a guy on set out of costume, just dressed in a T-shirt. In fact, he showed up in a couple of scenes. I didn't notice him. Did you notice him last night?
I noticed him, but only because I was looking for it. Like,
oh, you'd
this,
seen the story?
Because I didn't watch it until last night.
I wondered, because I'm on Nick's Disney Plus, who's on someone else's Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, whoever else has gifted that Disney Plus, because I only watch Mandalorian on it.
Don't tell him.
What's that? Don't
tell him.
Okay, just leave it there. Wait, I also might have watched some Marvel on... No, did I watch Marvel on there? No, that's somewhere else.
You know what you can watch on all that Disney Plus? Probably some Rescue Rangers, some Goof Troop.
Oh, get out.
Tailspin for
no.
sure.
No!
Like Tailspin, come on.
All right, I did like...
Gargoyles?
I think I like Gargoyles, too.
Gargoyles is awesome, man.
Okay, maybe I did like some cartoons. Maybe all these years I was lying to myself. But I thought it was a great episode, and... I'm not going to talk too much about it because, like I said yesterday as I was turning it on, Nick hadn't watched it. And I was like, oh, what? How's he going to? We got to talk about this tomorrow. I know no one else. Well, Jason's not here, but he doesn't watch it.
I made sure to leave football.
He's in it now.
He's in it, but he's kind of with you. Like, he's just like, hey, it's okay. It's okay.
No. I love it. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to be one of those naysayers about The Mandalorian because I absolutely think it's beautifully done. I know that a lot of people don't like the Star Wars. I don't know what they call it when the screen goes
the
up and down.
The wipe.
Yeah. I love that. I love it. It's so nostalgic of Star Wars. Yeah. And didn't we all grow up? Doesn't matter how old you are. I feel like we all grew up with Star Wars.
That's also like whenever you see them on like a hover bike or some sort of spear thing, and they have like the little blurriness underneath it because they're hiding the wheels with CGI. Like that to me, like
that, I didn't look at that. I didn't see that.
Like that's Star Wars to me. I'm not a big Star Wars guy.
I was thinking about the stormtroopers, whatever they're called, the little motorbike things that they have that they had in the woods where the Wookiees lived, or the
Endor.
Ewoks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ewoks. Sorry. But I just remember, even as a child watching that, going, this looks really fake. This was green screened and no good. And then yesterday, it was awesome when they came out of that thing and they go down the hill and two of them crash and tumble. I was like, this is amazing.
Damn it.
This is... You haven't watched it?
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, it's so good. I'm not going to tell you.
Should I watch it?
Yes.
It sounds like a yes. Damn.
You've not watched any Mandalorian?
I haven't seen any of it. I don't have Disney Plus.
Dude.
Nick, you want to hook it up?
Well, here, I think by the rules, Deb has to give you my access to my... I gave somebody access to theirs. So, yeah, we'll pay for it.
Yeah, and you got to pay it forward with someone else's on one of your...
Do you pay for
any streaming?
Netflix, HBO.
All right, you got to lend your password to one person.
Well, it's someone. I mean, it's.
I'll trade you a Disney Plus for HBO Max.
There you go.
I'll
done.
Have to check. Yeah,
I
might be able to.
Yeah, check. Wink.
Check because
you can only have on HBO, I believe, like only five devices or four or something like that.
Only.
And I think there's three or four right now, so you'd
Nick,
be the final one.
I only have it on two. I got it on my laptop and I got it on my television. I can hook you up.
Okay.
Yeah, HBO. Yeah.
Dude, that, HBO's fun, man.
I hit that all the time with, I think it's our Amazon Prime, where it'll hit me with the whole too many people are watching this.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, hey, because I'm using, obviously, my room lords, not my own. And I'm like, hey, I live in the house. I should have priority over somebody that's just like a friend who's like a... Because like
I've only had that once, and it was on my Netflix, and my niece Denise in England is on it. And then my best friends, Elias and Erica, are on it. And their kids just watch the kids' stuff, really. Mm-hmm. And literally, I was sitting at home one day, and I couldn't get on my own thing, and I was so sad.
Man.
I was so sad. And I didn't want to call any of them or text them and be like,
get off,
stop watching what you're doing. But I was like desperate. It was like something that I really wanted to watch. It's a very sad day, but I think they've upped it now on Netflix. I don't Hopefully, think it's just yeah. two or three now. I think you get pretty sure you get more.
You can pay for like however many you want, right? Isn't it extra and you can add people?
Oh, I don't know about that. I know they just did up the price though.
Yeah. So
it's now $13.99. I can live with that. I mean, it's so great. Did I tell you about the new show I found? It's not new. I only found it because there was a terrible tragedy. But I was reading something. Some guy came up dead. And I was like, who is this dude? He's hot. Let me Google him and see why we're talking about this dude.
Like you do.
As you do.
Of course.
And he was in this show 60 Days In. Never heard of it. 5 seasons or so now. Mm-hmm. And it's where people go undercover into a jail. Like, why? Why would you want to do that voluntarily? But they do. They send 4 or 5, maybe 6 people undercover into jail. Now, this isn't prison. This is just jail. These people are waiting to go there. But they're like long stay, a lot of them.
Yeah.
And there's still prison stuff that goes on. Like, there is a boss, there is race division. Mm-hmm. And so they infiltrate and they're trying to find out like if someone's running the drugs or if they're not COs, they're DOs, they're the prison guards, if they're doing anything shady, if they're not acting right. But I found that's on Netflix. I would recommend that. But apparently one of the dudes that did it got out and then killed himself. I don't think it had anything to do with the show. But that's how I find out, because the hot guy killed himself. Damn. But that show, very good. Put it in your put it on your Netflix.
Was it 60 days in? 60 days in. All right.
Yeah,
so they gotta be there. I assume 60 days
exactly.
in jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. How about that?
The season I'm watching right now is it's juicy, man. Yeah, it is juicy. All right, now listen. I did not just get up to watching 60 Days In this weekend and 4 hours of football and going to the Domain. I did more stuff. I cooked.
Yes.
Wow.
Coming up after the break, I will share with you my story.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
101X, Morning X, Jason and Deb. Minus Jason. I mean, he's still alive. He's just taking a couple of days off this week. Oh, no, you should. That's just supposed to play out, Nick.
Oh,
don't
sorry.
Turn it down. What's wrong with you? Yeah.
Just done dancing.
Nick run to the board. Got small goofs this morning. That's fine. That's all right. Talking of goofs, we're going to have some pictures up in a little bit of my cooking extravaganza this weekend. But I don't know what got into me. Which way around was this? No, it was the other way around. This is amazing. I was thinking about what I wanted to eat for my breakfast on Saturday.
Okay.
What a decision.
Yeah.
What a thing to make a whole segment on a radio show about. Number one morning radio show in Austin. And we're talking about my decision-making process for breakfast. But I'd woken up kind of early on Saturday. I didn't sleep well. Brady was at the vet. She had to stay at the vet all night. She had to have a drip put in, and she was really sick, and to x-rays and blood work and fecal stool samples and stuff. And
which you had to collect, right?
Oh, yeah. I collected that on Thursday. And then Friday after work was when I went home, and there was so much crap. It was literally. It was so bad. And she was sick. And Alfie wanted to stay home and take care of her, and which was really sweet because, you know, he's a mean guy. Mm-hmm. But then I took her to the vet. And
now I'm picturing Alfie in like a little nurse's outfit.
Oh, cute little nurse dog.
The scope around his neck.
Maybe this is why I was so tired all weekend. So then Friday after that, San Antonio guy was at work, and I had to clean the house. We didn't get any the sample back yet, like what was wrong with her. So we were both really scared that it was something that the other animals can get. So scorched earth went through the house. Everything that had a surface got cleaned.
Yeah.
the floor. I scrubbed the whole floor in the whole house with this machine thing that San Antonio guy found in his storage. It's called a Shark. Amazing. I loved it. I felt like a... You know, like when you see in movies, the janitors, they have that thing that goes on the floor. Yeah, it's kind of like that, but not as cool. But that's what I felt like. You know, it was terrible, but awful all at the same time. I think that's why I was just so tired. I cleaned everything, washed everything that she had ever sat on. Mm-hmm. It was exhausting. And so Saturday morning, I got up, like I said, and I was worried about her. She was at the vet. I hadn't slept well. And then I had meditation at noon. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'm just going to chill out for a bit, drink some coffee, and I'll get to my meditation at noon. That'll chill me out. And then I'll make breakfast. So what do I want for breakfast? What have I got? I had a look in the fridge. And I'm like, you know what? I am going to make tortilla. Mm. And I did. Ever had tortilla? Not a tortilla.
This is I'm just tortilla. Familiar with the singular.
This is tortilla. It is a Spanish dish. If you've ever had tapas, this is nearly always on the menu. Classic Spanish dish. In layman's terms, it's basically a potato omelette.
Mm. Okay. Mm.
Which sounds weird, but when I lived in Spain, I had a Spanish roommate, and he taught me how to make it. And it's like this really, like, you sit around, it takes a while, everyone's in the kitchen, you're all helping do the work. And I thought, you know what, I feel like that's what I need today. And so I made it from my brain.
Impressive.
From my brain. And very nice. I had all the ingredients at home, because it's very simple. It's onion, potato, mm-hmm. and egg.
Mm, I love it.
And that's it. I didn't have any onions, so I went around the shop and just bought one onion, and the guy goes to me, you just gonna, like, take a bite out of that onion? The guy at the store?
None of your business.
I was like, it's weird just to buy one thing from the store, right? But yeah I said, I'm making tortilla. And then he was all excited about learning what that was, so I told him how to make it and what it was, and he was like, ooh, delicious.
Dude, have you seen... Taking a bite of an onion is now a popular thing for people that have COVID and they can't taste.
And wasabi and everything disgusting.
Man, that's still, like, even though I know you can't taste it, that's still just seeing somebody bite into an onion like an apple.
No.
Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Does it not affect your eyes then if you can't smell it? Like if you bite into an onion, it's going to get that, it's going to go up into your eyeballs.
I mean, the
Does
one that I've seen,
sting?
They don't have any reaction to it. And I know, I've always heard that if you, like, chew on a toothpick, that's a way to avoid it. It doesn't
that's
work for me.
That's a Gerald thing.
But, like, there's all kinds of, you know, old wives' tales and
so
home
not have your eyes water?
Yeah, for onions.
Well, I don't, you know, I have been worried about COVID since COVID.
Yes.
We should all be worried about it. But, you know, Alfie and me got tested at the same time this summer when he was sick, because they, you know, they were saying we're not 100% sure of the transmission between human and animals. And so this week when I was cleaning up Brady's poo, she had a terrible upset stomach. I said to San Antonio guy, usually when I walk in the house, if any one of the animals has done anything, I'm like, bloodhound on it. Who pooed? And I can find it like that. Like, he'll walk around for hours and not smell this poo. And I'm like, what is wrong with
you?
Yeah, I have supersonic smell sense. Mm-hmm. And it's completely useless superpower. But I walked in and I couldn't smell it immediately. And then when I started cleaning up, I wasn't gagging. I was like, I know. I said to him, I'm nervous. So then I went and washed my hands with my favorite soap, and they went,
yeah.
I'm like, all right, I can smell it. But anyway, I cut this onion up Saturday morning, nothing. But maybe I don't know. Sometimes it gets you, sometimes it doesn't. So that's the deal. You chop up the onion, you put it in the pan with some oil, and I put a little bit of garlic in there as well. And you saute that in the cast iron pan. And then you got to chop your potatoes. Now, you got to chop them. You got to kind of chip them really small. So I mandolin them, and then I chop the F out of them. So much fun. It was so much fun. And then you stick them in the cast iron pan. And then now that takes a while. It's a good 30 minutes or so, maybe even longer, cooking the potatoes like that. Because you're supposed to boil potatoes and then put them. No, the Spanish way, you got to cook it like that. And then you get your eggs and you whip them up. And then you pour them over. Mm. And then you slowly cook it. And now, I just went online just to see what people were saying, how to do it. Because if you've ever made an omelette like that without flipping it, you've got all of the uncooked stuff at the top. The Spanish way to do it, you stick it in the oven under the flames, under the broiler.
Okay.
But I was reading online, people putting a plate on there, flipping it. No. You got to stick it in the oven under the flames, not bake it. You broil the top of it. Right. And I'm in there, I'm watching it. I'm in there 10, 15 minutes. I'm like, every now and then, moving it perfectly, getting it, like rotating it. I got it out. I have to say, I want to give myself a round of applause. I was so thrilled how this thing came out.
Yeah?
And then I remembered, that when I lived in Spain, it comes with this, here, Spenny, I'll show you a picture of it. That's after it's been in the oven and the top has been done. And then here's a slice of it. I mean, this is it's just perfection.
Yeah, so delicious.
It's amazing. And so in Spain and in tapas restaurants, you serve this room temperature. Sounds really weird. I had to cut a slice and eat it immediately hot because I was like, I need it. I need it in my belly. By this time, it was like 2 o'clock and I hadn't eaten. I was getting the freaking shakes. It was not working well for me. But I ate it and I made this aioli. Which is just basically already mayonnaise. Yum. And the only reason I had mayonnaise in my fridge is because Katie stayed with me for a while and she left it there. Yeah. I don't have mayonnaise on hand, but I got the mayonnaise and put some chopped garlic in there. Oh, my God. Mwah! Chef's kiss to myself. Delicioso. Had two pieces of this thing. I've got some left over I brought into work today. Well, you want to try it?
Yeah, yeah.
Here you guys. Here, I've got.
Oh, live.
We're yeah, right live. Now. There's one
you
for
first,
you, Harsh.
You first.
This.
Let me see that expression.
One for you, Spen.
Thank you, Deb.
It's basically a cold potato omelette.
That's good.
You like it?
Yeah.
Oh, I was so thrilled with it. I was so thrilled. Mm. And then, get this, on top of that.
Very good.
I had some friends over for social distancing gathering, and, you know, I've been talking about my nuts at my house. Got loads of nuts at the house, pecans, that is. They're huge right now as well. And my friend's little boy loves cracking them. And I said, how about you come over and we make a pecan pie? And he was thrilled. So we spent the first hour and a half of them hanging out. We're all cracking. We're a group crack. It just reminded me of just like good old days. Maybe in the olden days, that's what you all would do. You would sit down and crack all the nuts that you gathered from outside and you'd make a pie with them. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did. And I Googled healthy pecan pie recipe. I would have loved to have bought you something, guys, but it's gone.
It's gone.
It was that good.
That's a good sign.
And there's no corn syrup in it. If anyone wants my recipe, we'll put it at 101x.com. I stole it from the internet, but I mended a few things here and there and made it mine. It was amazing. I made a pie. I'm 40-something. I've never made a pie in my life. You ever made a pie?
Really? No, I mean, I don't.
I've never done it either. I know
I'm a woman, but maybe everyone can cook. I don't have children. Maybe is that why I haven't ever made a pie? It was damn good. And my friend just bought over a pre-made pie crust. What if I'd made my own pie crust? Ooh. It would have been fantastic. More fantastic. And then I made my own homemade whipped cream. No sugar in it added. Mm-hmm. Just fresh cream. Oh, chef's kiss indeed. San Antonio
Sounds
guy
amazing.
Missed out on all of this because he was at a stupid softball tournament. But Sunday morning, he just polished the pie off. We had it with coffee and then he had some tortilla. And it was a grand day, guys. It was a grand day at my house. Happy to share the recipe.
Awesome.
It was awesome. Yeah. I'm glad you guys got a little treat of it.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
101X is the Morning X with Jason and Deb, except minus Jason today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. He's at home catching up on sleep.
Morning X Sports.
I hope, anyway. Talking of sports,
I guarantee it.
Nick told me yesterday, because they do their usual sports Sunday sports day at Kenny's, Mount Rushmore, that guy. He always cooks something fancy. The guys take tithes of half-drunk bottles of vodka and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Did Jason bring over the stuff I bought him as a gift?
I don't know, but he brought over a special surprise for me. We tried to do the grape juice mimosas.
Oh,
so he brought over like just normal orange juice as well, but he brought a bottle of grape juice for me.
How was it?
Well, I did it my own experiments last weekend, and it's not good.
I figured.
It's not good.
Because grape juice, you're not real grape juice. You are not grape juice. Grape juice, who's ever had 100% grape juice? No one, I guarantee
it. I mean, it says it on
the
bottle, but I don't trust it.
I do not trust grape juice. You don't taste like grapes. You're fake and phony grape juice.
You. Still love it.
But yeah, apparently Jason slept through most of the Kenny football Sunday because he was hungover. So
a little shampoo effect.
Little shampoo.
Yeah, but it was nice.
It was nice. Having Jason on mute.
Yeah.
Oh, pleasant.
You know, every once in a while he would stir, just being like, and we were just like, are you up this time or you want?
Oh, God, is he snoring?
He wasn't too bad. I think
does he snore less now he's not as fat?
He didn't snore at all, so I assume that's had a positive effect. I have not checked.
Wow.
With anybody that's witnessed him.
That looks good for the next time you guys have to share a hotel room together.
Yeah, which hopefully, oh my God.
Never again. Talking sports, I have a fun story here that is not fun at all. It's very rude. It is very, very rude to trade someone mid-season, to fire a manager mid-season. You just don't do it. It's like if you were with your other half and you go to a family holiday event. Let's say we could all do family holiday events, right? Like Christmas or Thanksgiving. And then you break up halfway through. No. Okay, look, you just got to see through the holiday. Just, if you get supposed to, guys, you can leave at 6 or 7. Just leave at 6. You can't just break up at 3 p.m. after dinner and say, that's it, I'm out. It's rude. Well, it's the same thing when it comes to sports.
Yeah, especially if it's Thanksgiving. Like, that's already can be awkward enough with family members. But if you have, like, a breakup and that's like, okay, well, what do we do?
Yeah, you don't do that. You don't break up in the middle of anything. And that's what, I'm just going to say that the NBA has done to this poor guy, because it doesn't seem to be like anyone in specific. It's everyone. Every team that this poor player, Trevor Ariza?
Ariza. Yeah.
Is he a known player? Is he good? What's his story?
He's good. He used to play for the Rockets, and then they got rid of him.
Well, here, let me tell you his story. On Sunday, he was a Portland Trailblazer. Mm-hmm. All right. Then on Monday, he was traded to the Houston Rockets as part of the Robert Covington deal.
Okay.
Whatever that means. Then he was traded again to the Pistons on Wednesday night for next season's 16th overall pick in the draft. Then on Saturday, he was traded again to Oklahoma City Thunder as a part of a three-team deal that ended up netting Oklahoma City Delon Wright.
Okay.
Now, what the heck? So, first of all, I'm going to... Okay, Portland. Did he move to all these places? Like, did he fly, like, on... It was Portland Trailblazer is on Sunday. He's in Portland. Yeah. And he's like, all right, I got to fly to Houston. And then, where are the Pistons? Detroit?
Good job.
They're going to go to Detroit. And then to Oklahoma City? This is from really great in Portland.
Yeah.
Houston, I guess you're not that bad. And then Detroit. And then Oklahoma. This is what I feel about this story. I'm screwing it up. It's rude. It's disrespectful. This poor man doesn't know whether he's coming or going.
Yeah.
Did he sign a lease for an apartment? Is he sleeping on someone's couch?
Holy crap.
Is he paying for all these flights?
Well, see, like, the thing is with the NBA, like, they will often trade a guy just to be like, oh, this guy is good for us to trade than to somebody else. And it's like that. There are several players, like, that's all they are.
They're just moving parts?
They're just that extra piece.
Do they even ever play?
Sometimes, yeah. But, like, a lot of people, like, they are just to be that little extra teaser on the trade of, like, to get the player that they really want. And, yeah,
it's
a
tough life. What a pawn.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
At least it was after the season, though. It wasn't mid-season.
That's a good point, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good point. All right, you can do this out of the season. All right, that story did have a cool story underneath it of somebody else who got traded even more times than that, but I screwed it up and put it in the recycling, so we can't do that.
You had to make a point.
Maybe, yeah, I was very angry about
Luke
doing
it. Now, I think, 2015-ish.
That sounds
like
right.
Five teams. Yeah, that was
6 days.
Yeah.
Whoa, what?
Can you imagine that at work, right? Let's just say they just kept it in your company. Let's say you work for a big insurance company. Monday, you're on the third floor. Wednesday, you're down to the second floor. Thursday, ooh, you're on the fifth floor. Friday, back down to the first floor.
Just don't even bother unpacking your box.
It's awful. Why would...
To make it even worse for you, Deb, is he probably wasn't even aware of those trades. Like, they... Like, when he went to Houston, like, maybe they told him that one, but then when he goes to Detroit, like he finds out by reading Twitter that he's been traded a lot of times because they move so fast that there's just no point in, like, telling him. It's like, hey,
is he still in just Portland going, all right, just let me know when.
Yeah, just when is it done?
I'm going to stay here until it's time. I'm going to just hang out in Portland. Looking at Twitter, where am I going to go?
There are worse places than Portland. They made some cool moves in the election.
Yeah, Portland. Mm-hmm. I like you. You're a cool place to be.
Yeah, don't.
Detroit? Oklahoma City? Not so much.
Load up on those extra things there, Trevor Ariza, before you move to Oklahoma City, because I'm pretty sure you're just going to be tougher to get them.
The extra things?
The extra, you know, curricular activities.
The gummies and stuff. It's not extracurricular there. It's all legit.
Yeah. But Oklahoma City, a little tougher to come by, I bet.
Did they not do anything? Did they not change anything this election season?
I don't know. I'm speaking, this is Nickipedia, but I'm just assuming that Oklahoma is behind the train on the
I would assume that as well. Yeah. Bastards. Yeah. Absolute bastards.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Earlier on, we were talking about The Mandalorian, because I actually enjoyed this week's episode, and Baby Yoda is so goddamn cute, and Zach from New Braunfels tweeted at Jason and Deb. Did anybody want to complain about Baby Yoda taking that kid's cookies, or are we all okay this time? I am fine with it. I'm also kind of fine, almost kind of fine, with him taking the frog eggs.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little baby animal, right? They don't know any better. They're just hungry. And when he used the force to get the cookies, that's made my day. That made my week. That made my Mandalorian.
It bothers me a little bit. And mostly just because, like, now I'm in, like, this weird, is that a passive-aggressive response from the writers? I know that they probably wrote and filmed all these, you know, so they can't
change things.
But just, like, I'm just like, okay, we just had this issue with the eggs, and now he keeps stealing. Like, just, I'm worried about the direction of Baby Yoda's upbringing.
You think he's going to be evil, Baby Yoda?
Well, just, like, he was so cute and adorable, and now he keeps doing these dickish things.
Listen, he is cute and adorable, but he's still a Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
Children are selfish little bastards, all right? They take 30 hours to come out of your vagina, causing all kinds of pain and irreparable damage. Then they just suck you dry and cry and disturb your sleep.
Dilapidate things.
For years, right? They just take, gimme, me. But that's just the nature of being a baby. Mm-hmm. Now, Baby Yoda, he doesn't have any parents around to say, hey, don't do that. So he's just being a baby. He sees something and he's hungry. Oh, I'm going to eat that. He sees a cookie. I want that.
Well, first of all, I was like, okay, it's weird that you're putting this young baby child into this clearly mid-level school. Like, that's just, what do you expect? He's not going to be able to follow this, the curriculum. He doesn't know anything. But here's, I think, is my issue, is that I see what Baby Yoda's direction he's headed to. And I think it's by next season, he's going to be sitting back there in the cargo hold of the ship. He's going to be like, Mondo,
give me a grape soda.
Like, that's the direction he's going to. He's going to become a little Jason Dick.
We actually have audio from The Mandalorian of Baby Yoda stealing cookies. Oh, wait, what? This is Alfie? This is Baby Alfie?
Alfie.
Here we go.
What? What? No, turn it on. Wait, don't turn it down. Oh, no, you dummy. Just don't turn it on. I'm going to hear it the whole way through. What were we doing? What was he doing that day?
I think we were just recording him whining, and he just did it. Oh. Could you imagine Alfie if he could force grab something?
Oh my god. He would be just like Baby Yoda.
Oh! Brady was playing with a toy and you were holding Alfie on your couch because he was losing his mind, I think.
Is that what that was?
I think that's what that was. Like, he wanted the
toy. No, that's not Mean Guy Alfie. Mean Guy Alfie is way worse. But maybe that was when he was not so mean.
I think that was yeah, he was still Baby Alfie.
He bit my friend's puppy in the face this weekend.
What?
Guys.
What a punk.
He's Alfie, such, like, what the multiple hell? Times. To the fact point where I had to give her son the spray gun.
Oh yeah?
He had it in his pocket like a holster. And he would whip it out and squirt Alfie in the face.
See, that's the thing. Like, I love Alfie, but when he keeps doing these things and I hear all these things of him acting up, I'm like, Alfie, don't be like that. That's what happened with Baby Yoda to me.
It's my job to reprimand him mm-hmm. when he is being a selfish little mean guy. But Baby Yoda doesn't have that. Mando is great. I love Mando. I mean, he really is kind of characterless and personality free. Why do we love him so much? I don't know. He hasn't done anything endearing except take care of Baby Yoda. It's cute. I like their interaction. But he doesn't... I mean, he makes sure no one kills Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's like if you want Jason Dick to babysit your child, he will basically probably give it back the way it came, right?
Yeah.
But he's not gonna, it's fine, Nick. Okay. It's fine. He's not gonna like enrich that child's life. It's not gonna come back a better child for it. And that's just like Baby Yoda.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.